The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Tuesday edition, a National Cheese Day edition. But around here, we're celebrating the indictment of Cheese Bro. And we got a fine guest. She's joined right from the top. She is attorney Maggie Dawn, our colleague in broadcast. Find her at the Maggie Dawn Show, a fine lead into this program. Maggie, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you.
Thank you.
Maggie, I have acknowledged publicly, and I'm going to do so again, you are on the right side of history on the battle to establish what did you do, and why was Jim Troupas on the other side? And a follow-up question, who's Jim Troupas?
For those that want to know, Jim Troupas, let's start there, I guess. James Troupas is a former Dane County judge. He is a lawyer, and he was the Trump campaign's lawyer for the state of Wisconsin. He led their legal efforts, both when they requested the recount and, just two of 72 counties in Wisconsin, just those votes should get thrown out. When he requested the recount, he represented the Trump campaign during the recount. And then he was the lead lawyer that worked on the legal cases filed by the Trump campaign following the 2020 election. That's Jim Troupas. How did I have the pleasure of getting to work with Jim Troupas and fake elector Bob Spindell? Well, as your loyal listeners and some of mine may remember, I was Milwaukee County's top lawyer until March 4th of this year. And I was there during the election and subsequent recount and subsequent lawsuits in November and December and January of 2020. And so in my capacity as Milwaukee County's Corporation Counsel, I provided the legal advice and guidance to the Milwaukee County Elections Commission, which is the body that effectively conducted the recount. So I was with my client, the Milwaukee County Elections Commission, in the Wisconsin Center District for almost 2 weeks. During the height of COVID, before vaccines were available to the general public, every day watching Jim Troupas object to every single ballot in Milwaukee County in an effort to keep us from counting legally cast votes by Americans, by Wisconsinites, by you in Milwaukee County. They objected to every single ballot. So I was there to help the Elections Commission, most importantly, develop a procedure. Like, how do we, if they're objecting to every ballot, how do we get through this in time? Because Wisconsin electors had to be identified by the governor and they had to sign their elector certificate, which is what is actually transmitted ultimately to the vice president for the counting of the electoral votes in the Senate on January 6th of 2021. That deadline was December 14th, that had to be, the recount had to be done and completed. So the effort was very plain from the first minute of the first ballot, on day one. And so I assisted the Milwaukee County Elections Commission in coming up with that process, which was basically okay, you want to object to every ballot, heard. Tell us what all the grounds for your objections are. We'll call them, you know, objection one through whatever it was, 15, 16 different bases. And for these first couple of days of the recount, we won't count anything. We'd like briefs, legal arguments for each of your objections submitted within a day. And then we gave the Biden campaign the opportunity to respond to those objections. And then the Milwaukee County Elections Commission, led by Timothy Poznanski, who's a lawyer with Hush Blackwell. So they had the benefit of not just my expert advice, but also the benefit of having a lawyer on the commission himself. Then the Elections Commission took those briefs, again, both for and against these various objections from the Trump campaign to every single ballot. And they ruled on each and every single one of those objections, either to grant it or to deny it. They would state the reasons for their decision on the record, live in the hearing, where everybody could see and everybody could hear. And we had live video feeds up on the U of the tube. And they would also, for some of the objections, direct the recount workers to actually set a ballot aside or just set an envelope aside and segregate it and say, this is from this ward in this precinct in this district, and this is subject to objection blankety blank. And I advised them to do that so that if it became the case that a court found that one of those objections was meritorious, reversing, in effect, the Milwaukee County Elections Commission, we wouldn't have to count again. We would already know which ballots or envelopes were subject to that objection, and the vote totals could be easily adjusted accordingly, right?
Now, Maggie,
and that was real key to get it done right.
I was expecting something a little more succinct, like I whooped Jim Troupas' ass over the recount,
to that effect. Whooped Jim Troupas' butt, yes.
Let me ask a follow-up question. When you see him feloniously indicted today, along with Kenneth Cheesebro, the architect of the fake electors plot here in the state of Wisconsin, and Mike Roman, a Trump campaign attorney, three of them feloniously indicted. Maggie, what was your reaction to the indictments as announced by the Attorney General Josh Call today?
Relief to a certain extent. And then why the heck did it take so long, Josh? The evidence that's laid out, of course, I went and printed out the 47-page complaint. The evidence is unequivocal. They clearly knew that they didn't, that the Supreme Court had passed, the Supreme Court of the United States had passed on Trump's election challenges. And the state of Wisconsin Supreme Court also had decided that none of the challenges were meritorious. All of those decisions were completed by December 14th. And yet, with that knowledge that there was no further legal remedy or argument that could be made in the state of Wisconsin, let alone one that was likely to succeed, that there could be an alternative slate of electors, they went and had 10 people sign a document that included a knowing falsehood. And some of the evidence is really interesting because, in fact, Cheeseboro, the cheese man, tried to convince both Troupas and Roman to include limiting language that would have made it clear that that those 10 people weren't actually legit electors. This is paragraph 40 of the complaint filed today. Cheeseboro sent defendant Roman tweaked language for the electors certificate to be signed by the Trump Pence electors in Pennsylvania, suggesting that it should be applied and used in Wisconsin as well. The tweaked language that Cheeseboro proposed was that the electors, quote, might be determined to be the duly elected and qualified electors. Cheeseboro stated in the email of December 10th, it strikes me that if inserting these few words is a good idea for Pennsylvania, it might be worth suggesting to the electors in the other states. And paragraph 42 makes clear no qualifying language was ever added to the Trump Pence elector documents for Wisconsin. Keep in mind, that Supreme Court case for the state of Wisconsin came down on December 14th. What did they then do? They illegally entered the Capitol building because they had no reason to be there, gathered in the basement. I think a couple, maybe if some people you know, Mike, might have also been there on December 14th, and you got in trouble for it. I digress. But they met illegally in the basement of the Capitol and knowingly signed a false elector certificate, which then Ron Johnson helped to be sure it was going to get into the vice president's hands.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Network. Check her out. She precedes this show. Maggie, real quick on the Troopas effort and the Trump effort to do the recount in Milwaukee and Dane County. Was it your sense that he was trying to sandbag the effort in objecting to every single ballot so you wouldn't make the timeline? I mean, was that the initial strategy to your mind?
Big time.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yes, that was, I mean, we've had recounts before, usually not for president, but for other elections, this has happened before. And you can tell when the recount begins, there may be one or two legitimate questions that the challenging candidate's campaign has. And you see them then constraining their observations and their objections with respect to the ballots to those, you know, colorable, at least facially, potentially plausible arguments. This was no. Every single person that was there, remember, it's the Wisconsin Center District. It's this huge, massive conference space. They had hundreds of Trump campaign hired or affiliated observers, and they clearly told their observers to object to every ballot. That's not good faith, right? That's bad faith. Yeah. And it was very plain that they intended to try to blow the December 14th deadline.
Maggie, we just have about 60 seconds left. Can you stick around for another segment? Because I want to throw this one out there as well. When you talked about the language that Cheesebro suggested, perhaps it was good for Pennsylvania, maybe Wisconsin would want that. My understanding, Mike Roman said, F those guys.
Oh, yeah. I got that page. We'll talk about it. Yeah.
And we'll talk about it. Because and at the end of the day, Andrew Hitt and Bob Spindell and the other 8 Republican GOP anti-democratic overthrow the government, throw out your vote, Maggie Dawn. They have yet to be charged. Now, Josh Caltay today said this is an ongoing investigation. That's why this is Josh Call Afternoon and not Josh Call Day. Maggie, I want to get your sense, your opinion on what should happen to Andrew Hitt, Bob Spindell, and the others on the other side of this break. Folks, you are listening to Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dear friend of the show, Maggie Dawn's going to stick around for another segment. Stick around with us. We will be right back. 844-967-2789.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Maggie Dawn, our friend, host of the Maggie Dawn Show, sticking around for another segment. Maggie, as mentioned, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call indicting attorneys for the Trump campaign, Jim Troopas, Kenneth Cheesebro, and their Election Day director, I guess his name, his role, Mike Roman. But failed to indict, at least yet, the actual 10 Wisconsin Republicans who claimed to be those electors. Maggie, just want your opinion on that. What's going on?
I don't know. What's Call up to? I mean, what are you waiting for? Like an engraved invitation, as my mom likes to say? I don't get it. Especially Spindell. He's on the stinking Wisconsin Elections Commission. Why that's okay. And oh, wait a minute. Didn't they enter into some sort of civil settlement where these electors said that they wouldn't participate in anything like this again?
And that again, their effort in that was to overturn the election. I mean, they literally said that in their civil settlement. Is any of that information being used by the criminal indictment?
It should be. I mean, for crying out loud, hello, any and all that evidence from the civil case that was filed by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin against each of the 10 fake and fraudulent criminal electors that met unauthorized in the basement of the Capitol in secret on December 14th, 2020, all the evidence from that civil case should be long submitted to Josh Call. I don't know what he's waiting for. You ever get the impression that Josh Call's a little risk averse?
You think?
I don't know what he's waiting for.
Let's assume, just for Crudy's math, Crudy's hypothetical, play along. Let's assume he's not fishing downstream anymore. He's not going to indict the false Trump electors. But that doesn't mean he may not try to fish upstream from these three indictments dropped today. Because there are plenty of implicated people, including perhaps a U.S. senator from the state of Wisconsin, who was willing to be the conduit of the fake electors, the forgery onto the vice president. I mean, Rojo, of course. Whether it's him or the current chair of the Republican Party, a lot of people knew about this conspiracy in real time. We know this from the document dump from the prior civil lawsuit. So, Maggie Dawn, could you at least see the AG fishing upstream a little bit?
You mean indicting Ron Johnson? Yes, if we can indict a ham sandwich, we should also indict Ron Johnson, a sitting U.S. senator. Not just, and too bad there's not a criminal law against being publicly stupid so frequently. Yeah, the guy who hawked scope to cure COVID, that guy.
I was charged, never convicted, but please continue.
Well, yes, I think Josh Call needs to charge Ron Johnson. He should. This idea that he's not going to fish downstream also fundamentally bothers me, because us little minnows, unless we got the connects, unless we got billions of dollars, we get charged every time, right? Just like you guys did. And that bothers me. It's like, don't just be hunting for the big game. If even the minnows, they did it knowingly. Charge them.
The efforts, Andrew Hitt, came out on the 60 Minutes. And I remember when we were watching, why is this happening now? You know what I mean? Out of the blue, here's Andrew Hitt. Oh, it was a very scary time, Maggie. And we were very fooled. We had the wool pulled over our eyes. We had no idea what we were doing. If we were knew that this was somehow wrong and incorrect, we never, honestly, Your Honor, never would have done that. Out on this public relations tour, presumably to get ahead of us. Do you think that plays into this at all? What was your impression of Andrew Hitt's 60 Minutes interview?
Disgusting, pathetic, whiny. I mean,
believable?
No. He may be afraid now, but they were all in. These people didn't take a lot of convincing, right? They were in it to win it, or steal it, or get it by any means necessary, including criminal means. That's what the point is here. And Hitt was one of the leaders of that. If you can't hold the party leader responsible, I don't get it. And the entire performance on 60 Minutes, no, thank you. You are ultimately responsible. You may be afraid now, but it's too little too late. Where was all this moral clarity 4 years ago?
Folks, you're listening to The Devil's Advocates. We got plenty of moral clarity. We got Maggie Dawn, a fine guest, a colleague in broadcast. Maggie, I'm gonna be a prognosticator here for just a minute. Here's what I think. I think Cheesebro has been turning state's evidence. Why do I think that? Because it was reported in Politico for the very first time that Cheesebro was talking to Wisconsin investigators. We had no confirmation until indictments today, but that was relatively recently. And I'm not sure that there would have been any charges had Cheesebro not come forward. I think he knew he was guilty in a multitude of jurisdictions. And Cheesebro, unlike the others, is trying to get ahead of this. He already pled guilty in Georgia. I think he approached the prosecutors about a deal, a pre-offer, I think they call that, don't they, Maggie? And I would say your buddy Jim Troupas and Mike Roman might be the ones left holding the bag. What do you think of my conspiracy theory?
I think you're not far off. That may be an actual reasonable explanation for why the indictment is what it is today and not a more broad set of criminal charges. And by the way, Jim Troupas should be afraid, very afraid. This is page 36 of the criminal complaint today. This is an email from Defendant Cheesebro to various people on the Trump campaign and Defendant Roman on December 11th. To clarify the status of my work, Jim Troupas, lead counsel in Wisconsin, has Wisconsin well in hand, colon. Jim was the one who floated the idea of the electors voting early on. It was all Troupas' idea. Clink. Clink. Those are your chains, Jim. Like Bob Marley. I mean, lock him up.
You know, it's funnier. I attributed a story to Tolstoy, War and Peace, the best of times, the worst of times, of course.
A Tale of Two Cities. Tale of Two Cities.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Yes. It's Dickens, man. Come on.
I was corrected. Oh, one other quick thing, Maggie. You'll appreciate this. The RNC, the convention, the GOP coming to Milwaukee, they apparently had used the wrong city on the website, Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, instead of Milwaukee. Apparently, the correction has now been made today, but it's screen grabbed. They're coming to our town, Maggie Dawn. Thank you so much.
Is it next to the Four Seasons?
It's near there. Dawn.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
More Devil's Advocates. Your calls could be next.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition of Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it. Going to your phone calls next at 844-967-2789. Want to thank our most recent guest, the fine one, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law, colleague in broadcast, our fine lead-in on the Civic Media Network, and also our co-panelist for the pre-presidential debate on Thursday, June 27th at the Barrymore Theater. Dom, this is the most important presidential debate of your lifetime. The admission is free. Doesn't cost you nothing, although we encourage you to bring money for beer and donations will be accepted at the door. But always come see The Devils with Maggie Dawn, and we will do the greatest pre-debate panel discussion or whatever we do. Non-FCC compliant.
Whatever the hell you guys do around
I'm
here.
I'm inviting some other notable VIP guests, but, you know, Maggie will be there for sure. See, I've already got her booked. And you'll be there, right, Dom? I got to keep confirming.
I will be there. Now, whether or not Donald Trump actually shows up for a debate, I think is a 50-50.
That is debatable
hopefully
question.
Hopefully he does so we can have a party. But if he doesn't, we won't. But if he does, we will. And we want you there. Barrymore Theater in Madison.
Well, luckily, we've got fine audience members fact-checking me in real time. Steady Eddie, Crudy, best of times, worst of times. I believe that's from Dickens, not Tolstoy. A Tale of Two Cities. Good try, though. For a second, you sounded kind of well-read. You know, we got a little...
Hey, I'd rather be good-looking than smart. You know what I mean?
Yes, Alina, I do. You know, we've got a little weather blowing through, a little Stormy Daniels right now. 844-967-2789. Carmella from Milwaukee, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Carmella.
Hello. My question, I was hoping Maggie would still be there, but does this mean that she might be a potential prosecution witness?
Would Maggie Dawn be a prosecution witness? You know, theoretically, she could be a fact witness to what happened in the recount to demonstrate that they were acting in not good faith. I don't know that it really helps establish any of the timelines of the false elector scheme. The charges against Kenneth Cheeseborough and Jim Troupas and Mike Roman is forgery. And forgery is the actual act of manufacturing the documents. And apparently that was done by Troupas and Cheeseborough at the direction and in cahoots with Mike Roman. I wonder if there are other, I've been using this upstream, downstream. The false electors are downstream. They're smaller fish that I don't think are going to be charged. But there are some other conspirators, currently unindicted co-conspirators, and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is definitely one of them. I think Maggie would like to see him charged. I think eventually we could actually see Trump charged. But I don't know if Maggie'd get pulled in. We'd keep her on our side. We'll need her in punditry for when the trials happen.
Carmella, what do you think? I mean, do you think that Senator Ron Johnson, for his efforts as he lied about being what, for seconds or minutes or an hour, and he didn't know what was in the box, and he didn't know what was going to be delivered. Do you think that there should be additional charges to, number one, the 10 Republicans, the fraudulent conspirators, the fraudulent electors, along with perhaps Ron Johnson and convicted felon Trump?
I 100% do. And in fact, when he was going up for reelection, I was infuriated that no one was bringing this up about what he had done, what his hand was, even though it was only a few seconds. I thought that would have been a good political attack against him to keep bringing it up, and not many did, and I was very disappointed in that.
Yeah, a little too much peanut butter jelly time for my taste as well, Carmella.
Hey, thank you for the call, Carmella. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. You know, Trudy taking exception to the political advertising supporting Mandela Barnes in his run.
Well, they stayed positive.
They were positive. They were not negative. They did not point out the fact.
The peanut butter and the jelly, which might have been a net negative. Carmella,
I mean, you shouldn't kidding me. Come on, man. Listen. Really? Now, I get people have allergies and that thing, and that can be a serious thing, but if you don't, who gives a damn? We're talking about a senator that was involved in the greatest conspiracy to overthrow the government in the history of the United States, and we're talking about mixing peanut butter and jelly, dude? Come on, man.
And
too much for your taste?
You see the success of that elective campaign from the Mandela team. I mean, you could crack me for saying it, but I'm just pointing out the obvious. It was not effective.
Sure, but it wasn't the fact that the jelly crossed the streams.
You don't know that.
Come on, man.
The difference was less than 30,000 votes.
No way, man. No way.
It might have been the voter suppression efforts of Bob Spindell against blacks and Latinos.
He was very proud of that.
Or it might have been the unnecessarily positive mixing of the peanut butter and jelly in the Mandela ads. You be the judge. 844.
You're wrong.
I didn't mean you specifically, Sylvia. Oh,
okay. I judge you, Rudy.
967-2789. And interrupt me quite a bit. I've been trying to be snarky all day, and I can't quite get it in. You keep cutting me off at the pass. I got more snark. The audience is dying for more of my snark.
It wasn't me.
It was absolutely you. You probably mix your peanut butter and jelly at home.
Yeah, that's you have to. You can't make peanut butter and jelly without peanut butter and jelly.
Sure you can. When you bring the two segregated pieces of bread together at the completion of the sandwich, and then it's acceptable to cut it either in half or from the corners. Not necessary, but acceptable.
Well, if you love your kids, you cut it from the corners.
Well, if you love your children, you cut the crust off.
Oh, man, what's wrong with you?
I love my children. 844.
Uncrustables.
You know I wasn't packed. Well, I did. I tell no lies. I did pack lunches, and Caden wouldn't eat it with a crust, so I did actually cut off the crust because he was a picky eater as a young man. 844-967-2789. Very patient Dave from San Francisco. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hello, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Howdy. Yeah, as I was hearing the discussion of this in the last hour, someone mentioned the pre-planning of it.
You're talking about the false elector scheme and the new charges in Wisconsin, Dave?
Right, and as well the denial, just the constant denial that it, you know, the statement that it was a rigged election, and so there was plenty written about in September the Trump campaign already knew that they were going to lose. It was September of 2020. They knew they were going to lose in September by the polling, his COVID mismanagement. There were so many other lies that were showing up. They already knew they were going to lose. And so they came up with a strategy to claim that it was a rigged election. But there's been subsequent study that showed that as early as February of 2020, Ginny Thomas, and I'm trying to remember the name of her organization, they had done a whole bunch of lecture series, and those lecture series are online. And in February of 2020, they had also acknowledged that he was pretty likely to lose, and that the strategy to claim that it was a rigged election was already being discussed. So, you know, they knew on election or long before the election that he was going to lose. And when you imagine how much money that America has spent on this flat out lie, you know, he's you know, the multiple times that they counted. When you imagine down in, was it Arizona that they did the recount for like 2 months? The
cyber ninjas,
Sure, yeah. How much money has America spent on a simple, basic lie?
Dave, I'm going to cut you short because I would say, yes, there has been the expenditure. And we had recounts in the state of Wisconsin, both Dane and Milwaukee counties. Obviously, we talked with Maggie Dawn, our friend and favorite attorney. Part of their effort was to basically block the deadlines.
Sandbag.
I am less concerned about the actual expenditures. I pointed this out, Dave. I see everything through the talk radio prism, or at least so often I do. And right-wing talk radio crashed in terms of ratings, in terms of listenership, immediately after Fox News said, hey, Biden won. Biden won Arizona, and therefore Biden won the nation. And when that happened, the ratings crashed. But then the January 6th happened. And they doubled their ratings in Milwaukee, one of the most conservative talk radio markets in America. The people were hearing what they wanted to hear now. We're fighting because it was rigged and we got to stop the steal. And those high ratings equate to profit. And Donald Trump, I don't know how much we, the American people, have spent trying to prove or disprove these conspiracy theories, but Trump has raised hundreds of millions of dollars. Know what I mean? He's doing this as a grift, Dave. There is a financial motive to continuing to tell this lie because people will fund this lie. People will listen to right-wing talk radio to hear this lie echoed back to them. And in no small part, that's why we do this show and we remain poor because the truth does not enrich. The truth makes you broke. Apparently, or we're not doing it right. Something's wrong here. We should be rich. Telling the truth should make us rich. It's
we
not
are
like
rich
that.
In friends and in goodwill. You can't take that to the bank. 844-967-2789. Thank you for the call, Dave. And thank you for bringing up. I had forgotten about that little fringe group that Ginny Thomas was receiving, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of anonymous donations towards. You know, this it's a weird world we are living in. But at the end of the day, man, and I'm okay. You know, I'm going to be okay if I don't have the Alex Jones money. You know, I'm okay with that because, you know, that guy had to lie and do all sorts of terrible things. And people really suffered because of those lies. And people suffer now because of those lies. I'm fine not getting paid millions of dollars to lie. I'm okay with that. I sleep well at night.
It's not millions. Ginny Thomas is only alleged to have received about 600,000 in anonymous donations, you know, to wage a cultural battle against the left over 3 years. That, according to the Washington Post, the group that Dave, I believe our new friend from San Francisco referenced, Crowdsourcers for Culture and Liberty.
Sure, man.
Crowdsourcers for Culture and Liberty.
What kind of liberty do you think you have when you cast a vote for a candidate? And then the opposite party, and Trump, of course, never conceded, called it rigged, called it all that thing. And then they try to overthrow it in what? In order to what? To mandate their beliefs onto you. Is that liberty? Are you freaking kidding me? They have no idea what liberty means. 844-967-278. I'm just freaking people, man. I swear to God.
Speaking of wait,
how are we doing on time? We got like a minute left. Let's pause. Let's take a breath. Let's allow let's allow our angst and our stress to
breathe in
our bodies. Yes.
And breathe out, cleansing breath.
And prepare. Because today, finally, President Joe Biden, not former president, convicted felon Trump, President Joe Biden, well, he's using what? Apparently executive action to do something about the southern border. And I know there's a lot of Republicans out there that really are very concerned about that southern border. And maybe we'll hear from some of them or not. Certainly hope to hear from you. If you call, maybe we won't get to it. 844-967-2789.
You're just letting them stew out there on the back burner, aren't you?
Listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, mixing the peanut butter and the jelly. Last segment for us. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Talk or text.
Cam from Nina on the text line sent some breaking peanut butter jelly news, and I have not had an opportunity to independently verify this information. Okay. So I'm going on trust here, Cam, because you offer some detail, like what he's got in his his toiletry kit, Old Spice. But anyways, here's what Cam offers on the text line. South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Craven Moorhead was said to have had intercourse with an intern, one Drew Peacock, that involved peanut butter and jelly.
Seems messy.
844-967-2789. Not if you cut the crust off. Wisco Paul, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Oh, that South Carolina thing, that's just a big wow. Wow. Anyway, I just want to...
You probably put peanut butter and jelly on your brats, Paul.
No, just ketchup and mustard and onions, maybe some sauerkraut. And
go for a fight with Mrs. That's Wisco it. At some point later, but please continue your point, sir.
Okay, just a quick hitter. Thanks, Josh Colin. That's it for today. Nice show, boys. Thanks.
Just nice. That's all we merit is nice.
Nice. Come on, man. Greatest show ever. Maggie Dawn, Joseph Pecky. Josh Call Afternoons? I mean,
Jelly News?
Come on, man. It's a high bar you have for us, Wisco Paul, but I understand we continue to raise it, so I get where you're coming from.
844-967-2789. I still got a sandwich grilling on the back burner, Dom.
Yeah. Let's do it. CJ, I think this is CJ. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Devils, Dom and Crute, thanks for taking my call.
You're calling to commend Joe Biden for closing the borders today, right, CJ?
Well, we've listened to Mayorkas and him say it's been secure for 3.5 years, and he could have done this 3.5 years ago, but no.
Better late than never, CJ?
Tear it down. No, it's a little too late, like the Border Patrol's telling him. It's a too little, too late. And America's telling them that. And, you know, I'll respond the way Senator Cochran did. This is not going to save his political life because it's out of desperation. And you guys sound desperate.
Because yeah. Say desperation one more time for me, would you?
Desperation.
Could you put some extra peanut butter on it this time?
You got it, Tom.
No, yeah, man, I got Tom, it.
It's his turn
I
to
got
buy
it.
Beer.
I got it, man. I got
you
it.
You got the next round, Tom.
Are you sure?
You know, every time
do we have a bet? Do we have a bet, CJ? Because you know what? Last I checked, like a bunch of people owe me drinks and bottles for my call on
every
the conviction of
buy,
Donald Trump's 34 counts, man. I'm sorry?
Every time it's your turn to buy, Don, you disappear.
You
he's
know
just short, CJ. You miss him. He's behind a bar stool.
Three times I've been to your events, and when it's Dom's turn to buy.
Now, that is actually totally false, CJ. You know that's false. I bought shots for you and other folks. I have verifiable witnesses, so don't come up on this show and say, like, you don't get yours.
CJ, you showing up at the party at the Barrymore Theater?
But it's okay. You know, I look forward to seeing you guys, especially at the Republican convention, because I'm going to proudly be there. And,
are you going to be there?
You know, it is.
Don't get confused. Yeah. They had up a picture of Ho Chi Minh City up until earlier today. Don't get confused about where it's at.
But that's okay. I know where it's at, Pfizer. And, you know, I really appreciate you guys. I do consider myself the truth detector, but, you know, what about Hunter's trial today? How about that?
Who cares?
They've got
who cares?
For Hunter.
Hey, who cares?
They got and they can't even name the law.
Hey, CJ,
that Trump
CJ, I know you're trying to get it all. Let me ask you, CJ. Do you think that the Biden Justice Department is engaging in lawfare against Hunter Biden for apparently being a crackhead and buying a gun? Is that something that the DOJ should be pursuing, or do you think that this is something that they're going after political, or for Henry Cuellar, or Bob Menendez? Is the DOJ politicized, CJ?
They let the most critical charges of 15 and 16 tax evasion expire. So,
political
persecution.
Are you
right?
Talking about Hunter?
Okay, he did
Hunter's
not
got another trial coming up, dude.
Can I answer, Dom? Can I answer, Dom? He did not file as a foreign advocate. So he was breaking the law then, and it would have put him in jail for the rest of his life.
I would recommend.
They're very much law and order, these Republicans. I mean, strange.
Except for Trump.
Except for Trump.
A witch hunt.
And let's not forget, the Speaker of the House, Megan Mike Johnson, today, literally, CJ, and we cut you off, so you just have to chew on this one. Maybe next time you call back, I'll try to remember to get your opinion. But I'm pretty sure he's defunding the police. He's going to defund the FBI. He's going to defund the ATF. And for good measure, he's going to defund the EPA because, you know, to hell with all that government regulation. So congratulations. What used to be the party of law and order is now defund the police. Welcome.
Thank you all for listening to what may have been the greatest afternoon delight talking to CJ about his use of peanut butter and jelly in the bedroom. Thank you to our other fine guests as well, Joe Sapecki, a Dem strategist, and of course, attorney Maggie Dawn, a fine colleague in broadcast. Thank you all for listening. Rich, thank you for what you do.
Yeah, thanks, Rich.
We'll do it again tomorrow, hopefully. Hopefully.
Probably.
The headlines will merit greatest radio show ever. Way, yeah, way, yeah, way, yeah. Now, there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go.